Learning to Presence by Peter Senge. When any of us acts in a state of fear or anxiety, our actions are likely to revert to what's most habitual. Our most instinctual behaviors dominate, ultimately reducing us to our fight-or-flight programming of the reptilian brainstem. Collective actions are no different. Even as conditions in the world change dramatically, most businesses, governments, schools, and other large organizations continue to take the same kinds of institutional actions that they always have. This doesn't mean that no learning occurs, but it's a limited type of learning, learning how best to react to circumstances we see ourselves as having no hand in creating. Reacting learning is governed by downloading habitual ways of thinking, of continuing to see the world within the familiar categories we're comfortable with. We discount interpretations and options for action that are different than the ones we know and trust. We act to defend our interests. In reactive learning, our actions are actually reenacted habits, and we invariably end up reinforcing pre-established mental models. Regardless of the outcome, we end up being right. At best, we get better at what we've always done. We remain secure in the cocoon of our own worldview, isolated from the larger world. All learning integrates thinking and doing. All learning is about how we interact in the world and types of capacities that develop from our interactions. What differs is the depth of the awareness and the consequent course of action. If awareness never reaches beyond superficial events and current circumstances, actions will be reactions. If, on the other hand, we penetrate more deeply to see the larger wholes that generate what is and our connection to this wholeness, the source and effectiveness of our action can change dramatically. In talking with pioneering scientists, we found extraordinary insights into this capacity for deeper seeing and the effects such awareness can have on our understanding, our sense of self, and our sense of belonging in the world. In talking with entrepreneurs, we found extraordinary clarity regarding what it means to act in the service of what's emerging. But we also found that for the most part, neither of these groups talks with the other. We came to realize that both groups are really talking about the same process, the process by which we learn to presence an emerging whole, to become what George Bernard Shaw called a force of nature.